This is KNBA News. I'm Trip Krause. 8 years after the Fukushima incident, small amounts of radiation are arriving in the Bering Sea. State experts say the levels are extremely low and are not a health concern. KNOM's Davis Heavy reports on why those levels are below concern and how St. Lawrence Island residents have helped monitor the radiation the whole way.
Several years after Fukushima nuclear power plant was damaged in 2011, Kay Sheffield with Alaska Sea Grant says St. Lawrence Island residents started sending her 5-gallon water samples, which she has shared with a larger research team.
It doesn't have to be frozen or anything. I mean, if you're looking for radioactivity, I guess the good news is it's going to be there whether it's frozen or not. The sample was sent then to the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute.
The idea was to determine when Bering Sea coastal communities would see evidence of Fukushima contaminants, even in very small concentrations. Based on their knowledge of ocean currents passed from generation to generation, St. Lawrence Island residents expected it to happen at some point. According to Sheffield, small amounts of radioactive cesium-137 have been found in these water samples since they started testing in 2015. Now, for the first time, Sheffield says the latest results released in March showed the contaminants were at levels higher in the Bering Sea than they were before the 2011 nuclear disaster. So scientists at Woods Hole said there was no mistaking. The elevated contamination was from Fukushima.
It sounds like a small increase to go from 2.0 to 2.4, but the ocean is very large and their equipment is very precise.
Dr. Ken Bissler, a senior scientist with Woods Hole, studies radioactive elements in the world's oceans and has been focused on Fukushima contaminants since 2011. He says partnering with Sheffield and other citizen scientists through a crowdfunding model has been beneficial for this project.
We went from essentially a map of the west coast of North America, Alaska, and Hawaii with no data, no results to address the public concern, with now something like 500 data points, including in the Bering Sea. So we've been able to then list people to help us. And then as we do that, I think we've been able to educate people on what those levels really mean.
Bissler wants to reassure people that despite the contamination, they can continue boating in the ocean, do their normal water-based activities, and still eat the seafood without concern. Bissler, along with other scientists, reiterate that there is no reason to be concerned about the small amount of Fukushima contaminants contained in the Bering Sea, nor will there be cause for concern in the future, as these radioactive levels will continue to diminish as time passes. Reporting in Nome, I'm Davis Hovey.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.